Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, we're talking about three parts. The soul is the word in the Greek word, it's the psyche. It's man's relationship to himself and to other. It's our mind. It's our will. It's our the seabed of emotions. I mentioned that about people going to church for a few weeks, and the Spirit of God was among them, and it was so good of a worship. They went out rejoicing that the preacher didn't even need to preach. They did not worship in spirit. They worshiped in their soul. Are you following? They were emotional. They got, woo, you know, where's my handkerchief? Oh, there it is, deep in my pocket. Okay, it happens all the time, all the time. Now, by the way, I say that it wouldn't hurt for us Baptist people to get a little bit more of this. Some of us look like Kalijah, the old wooden Indian, you know. You don't know that one? You have to tell them. Huh? No, poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed, that old Indian. He just was an Indian stump. And some of our Baptist people that sit in church, and they look like old Kalijah. They wouldn't smile. I told you something last time I was here. We went to another university. I ain't gonna mention it. Y'all know what we're talking about. And they're of a different persuasion than us. We went to they had a worship service that they introduced, and I didn't go. I'm really getting myself in trouble now. Because this is going on radio, and people said, he went to another demon. Okay, and you're talking about exciting. Man, they were up there singing and had the whole, there was hundreds of people there at this university. Man, they were raising hands, and they were just doing it. But I'm telling you, it was not in the spirit. They weren't worshiping in the spirit. I don't care how bad you think it was worshiping in there. It was emotional. Matter of fact, the worship leader got up there and he said, let's go crazy for God. Remember I said that? Let's get mad for God. And he was, so help me. And me and Latrice and Kay looked at each other and said, but anyway, there's a difference. The psyche, it's man's relationship to himself, his mind as well, even to others. But his spirit is the word pneuma. It's man's relationship to God. Huge difference between the soul and the spirit. That's why when we were dead, and our spirit was dead. Our soul is still alive. We communicate with man and ourselves, but our spirit, you're dead in trespasses and sins. Our spirit was dead. And when we were born again, it was our spirit that was birthed into God's family. Now we can communicate with God. That relationship with God that we didn't have before. Are y'all following? Man, that's good stuff. Now you know why I couldn't get out of these. And I ain't even got to verse number 13 yet. And then, of course, the body, I had to move. The body is the outer man. And we are controlled by the Spirit. We are to be controlled by the Spirit, not by the flesh and not by our mind. Be drunk with wine. Be not drunk with wine. Y'all are really going to kick me out. Wherein is in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit, to be governed, guided, controlled by the Spirit of God. Because do you know when you're reading in 1 John and it says that you cannot sin? Remember that? Boy, that throws a lot of people a big curve. What do you mean I can't sin? And then 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he'd say, well, just read a little, that we cannot sin. It's the Spirit of God who birthed your spirit. It's your spirit that cannot sin. Do you get that? This is yes, this is no. Your spirit, which is birth, is perfect. The soul is the problem, our mind. Some of y'all are looking at me like a calf at a new gate. What are you talking about, preacher? When we are birthed into God's family, it's our spirit that is made new. It's the but our soul, we still have battle with that. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, I missed something about be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And that's in your mind. By the renewing of your
mind.
Thank you. And by the way, it says this is your reasonable service. Something we ought to do. Okay, let me move on. We're to be, and I ain't even got on my second page. All right, I want to get out of verse number 12. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word discerner means a critic. It's fit for judging. This is the only time this word is used in the New Testament. The word discerner. The word of God criticizes me. Many people today criticize the word of God. And I put a note in here. No man is in the position to criticize the word of God. There's no book like this book. It's written over a period of 1,500 years by over 40 writers, most of who never met or heard of the other's writers, but they all present the same great story, the glorious story of salvation. And no man is able to stand in judgment of such a remarkable book. My friend, we don't criticize the word of God. It criticizes us. It tells us what's wrong. It's like a mirror, a reflection. We look in that mirror and, boy, I don't like what I see. Well, then the Bible tells you how to fix it. And then I have a star and I got, man, I got to quit. Be very careful also how you criticize others. The Bible is the discerner of the thoughts. The Word of God is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Not you, not me. I don't know what they're thinking. Boy, aren't we good about criticizing and judging? The Word of God is the one that does that. It's the discerner, not us. We can't do that. We have our own problems. Matter of fact, Jesus said, hey, you want to help that guy with a speck in your eye, that little dust in? Get that telephone pole that's sticking out of your eye. Clean out your own eye with that log, and then perhaps you can help that guy with that little bitty problem he has. You get the point. Boy, it's easy to look at us, boy. I'll have to finish this next week. I got to quit. The thoughts and intents of the heart. Let me just read this and I'll close. The Bible does not deal with acts, A-C-T-S, primarily. It deals with the heart. The heart tells the hand what to do. Did you let that sink in? The heart tells the hand what to do. The heart had the action of hand in hand before the hand got a hold of it. Man, that's good stuff. In your heart. It all begins in our heart, our thoughts, and our motives. God knows what you're thinking even before you know what you're thinking. And I'll finish this up next week, and I don't want to drop. Now you understand why I couldn't get out of these. Hope it's what bored you. But you talking about a powerful verse. And the reason he put that in there is because these Hebrew believers who were leaving, he told them, listen, God knows your thoughts, your unbelief. He knows even before you act and before you even leave, God knows you. And he knows your heart. That's a scary thing, but it's also a good thing. And we'll talk more about. And we got a great God. Our Father, we love you. Lord, in spite of our weaknesses, you love us. We love you. We praise you. Thank you for your word. We thank you for that great salvation. Lord, bless our worship, that you'll be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Next week, we'll get into verse 13.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.